Welcome to Raising Playful Tots. Raising Playful Tots is a weekly podcast about mums making the most of early years playtime. My name is Melitza and I'm your host. Welcome to the Play Space. It's here that we focus on play that we want to see and experience in our homes. We cover play-related topics to inspire, teach, challenge, and lead us to have a great time with these kids of ours that we have. You have young children under 5 years old? This is the podcast for you. Introduce a new play idea. Welcome to Raising Playful Tots, show number 48. Thanks for listening to the show today. If you're new here, welcome. And hi to the regular playmates. There's plenty of room with the tissue paper and glue over here. Last podcast, I interviewed Brian Clark Howard, web editor with The Daily Green, about cleaning toys and reducing the toxins in our homes. So if you missed that one, pop on over to the blog where you can listen to that show and find the archive of all the shows at www.raisingplayfultots.com/shows. Once a month, there's a show that's just me with no interview. This week's show is called 5 Ways to Establish a Range of Play Activities. Also, stay tuned as I share a musical recommendation in the Weekly Find. That's all coming up in today's show. Hope you'll stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
Teach me another one.
Okay. A chick in a car and a car won't go. That's the way to spell Chicago.
C-H-I-C-A-G-O.
That's right.
Dad, how about Mississippi?
You ready for Mississippi? Okay, let's go.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. How do you like your coffee? Milky? Skinny caramel macchiato? No milk with a few sugars? I bet whatever you have, it's become a regular thing. When I said coffee, you thought of your usual. Or maybe you're like me and you're not a coffee drinker, but you have a favorite drink that you love to consume daily. And you can just imagine how you like it, just that perfect way. Well, okay, we all know that it's not good to have the same thing all the time, but hey, we do it and we do it often. However, we're very careful with our little ones not to do that. I see you thinking about their food choices, carrot sticks today, or we had those yesterday, so maybe I'll try raisins instead. Or I must hide those Girl Scout cookies so that they don't have a meltdown to have them at breakfast time. You know, we're very conscious of what we feed our children, but what about our play activities? Do we have play activities we cling to and ones that make us shrink back in horror? While we can't be doing all things to all people, we do need to give our little ones an opportunity to experience as wide a range of activities as possible while they're young, regardless of our feelings. So today we're going to look at 5 ways to establish a range of play activities in our homes to stop us from the back of the hair shampoo bottle of rinse and repeat. Number 1, observe what you are doing. We're big fans of process and not product work in our family. We play with things just because. We experiment, usually without seeing first the finished product, and we have a wide range of play because of that. Lots of good pieces and lots that didn't do what they expected. But with all this process work, will they learn the value of finishing work to a good standard if they're not used to measuring themselves? In their haste to get things done, I have noticed that they don't pay attention to detail all the time. There are times, and there'll be plenty to come, when they'll need to work through the process and the process alone. And there are times when they'll need to end in a product, a good product. And just for myself, taking note of what I'm doing in a week will give me an insight into my favorite coffee combination. What am I doing a lot of? Or too much of? What do I really enjoy doing? Because whatever I enjoy doing, that's what they will be doing. Number two, be inspired. Now you've identified that you do more, this one activity more than you do anything else. Maybe it's painting, worksheets, coloring, or Play-Doh. How do you find your play activities? Whatever your means, I'm sure you go to that same source many, many times over. Whatever you do, find a new place and investigate something new. Here are some places to try. What about your local library and librarian? I remember this great tip that Kelly Island talked about in a previous show. What about discount bookshops? They are full of books with ideas and at good prices that you can browse through. What about your toy library? Toy libraries are amazing places. You know, there are some toys that you really want to get because you think that your kids would really like them, but maybe the price isn't right, there's too many pieces, or you know, you're just not really sure. Well, you can check them out of the toy library, use them, see what you think, take them back the next week. And for some toys, that's actually a blessing to know that that toy will be going back. They've played with it for a short time and it can go back and somebody else can get that joy. And for other toys, you realize, actually, we really want to have one of our own. So invest in finding a toy library. Preschool. Preschools have amazing resources, amazing ideas. The kids bring home activities that they've been doing. See what they're doing. Think about that. Be inspired by what they're doing at preschool. Adapt it. Change it. Have a think about what they're doing or in daycare. The Raising Playful Tots Index. This is an index that gathers together over 100 play blogs. And of course, each blog has hundreds of activities that are on there. So you have thousands of activities to go through and find something new and inspiring. New people, new ideas from all over the world. You'll be amazed to see how people play in different places. Not to mention the online bookstores. Have you ever gone to some of these really big bookstores and typed in to the search engine ideas about play? Maybe you've put pretend play in there, or you've put in Lego, or you've put in some other search term to do with play, and it's amazing the books and the ideas that get thrown up. You can order those books and see what they have to say about play. Learn something new. Another thing that I really enjoy doing is asking friends what they do or where they go. Now, this doesn't just apply to you if you're just new to the area. You know, when we all come home from school or we're in our own homes doing our activities, you'll be amazed at what everybody does. We all do very different things. Some people are really looking for ideas to do, and some people have amazing ideas that they're doing. You know, just having another thing to do, speak to three or four different friends, three or four new activities that you can try, that you can do. It's also interesting when you say, what are you doing during the day? And they might tell you of places that they're going to that you might think, you know, oh, we should try there. Maybe you've heard of it before, but you know that you can try it. There's a reason that you get the pumpkin latte and the seasonal drink. Variety is the spice of life. The same with play. Trying to keep play fun and interesting, if you do the same things over and over again on a particular day, is difficult if there's no plan. Number three, plan for it. Take the time to note the ingredients or equipment. You may need to add them into your shopping list or locate them at home. Many an activity has been derailed in this house because I knew we had a large cardboard box, but it's gone. Here I am with my marker pens and a little one saying house, because that's what we were going to do. Getting all the elements together sounds simple, but in a busy household, You know that they're around somewhere. You think it's there, and the glue is hard, and the last piece of tape comes away in your hand just as you peel it. Makes for a really frustrating time before we even start. Our children also get sidetracked, and it's much harder to get them back to the lovely activity in hand as they've discovered something else to play with. Just like a good meal, preparation is half the battle. Well, that's what I've discovered anyway, and it applies to play activities as well. Number 4, revisit activities. I've talked before about how pretend play wasn't something my big guy liked at all. He wasn't keen on crafts either. That really stumped me at the time. I tried all manner of things to get him to have fun with crafts until I realized that he just wasn't ready. I wrote about our journey with a craft refuser and how I had to adapt and change over at the Play Activities blog. After one particularly frustrating time of colouring, where he didn't want to sit for a while, I realised I was getting really upset, but he was actually trying to play with his magnet wand game. You took the magnet wand and you tried to move the little balls from one end to the other, following a maze of paths. I noticed that if he held it like a pencil with the pincer grip, it was much easier to control those little balls. And the colouring worked on the same skills. So here I was stopping him from doing something that would work better for him, but was the same. It was a bit of a revelation to me at the time, and I can clearly remember that moment even now. Find other ways of doing the same thing and revisit activities. Just because they aren't successful now, they may be later. A few months later, he was pretend playing up a storm and enjoys crafting, but would much prefer to do it his way, if truth be told, and I'm totally fine with that. Number 5, focus on your child and not on what's popular. I think this is the hardest of them all to do. Developmentally, we know at 2 or 4 what they should be doing. They should be doing Y, and they should be doing X. But my child is doing much more than that, or not at all. It's important to keep track of how your child is developing, but it's all too easy to get sucked into that comparisons game. We have to find fair comparisons, keep an open mind, and listen to trustworthy sources. The under 5 time is that time that many developmental delays are identified or even suspected. It's hard to talk about what you sense might be happening, especially if you can't quite put it into words. Have you ever been around a friend's child and thought that they need some help in something, but you know, you thought better of saying something to that friend? That same friend could be finding it very hard, but can't find a way to talk about it. Parenting can be such a lonely time. We're together at the playground having fun, but we really wish we could talk about how hard it is to get them to colour on the paper and not on the wall. Or a way to get away from the TV, but it's the only thing that you know to settle them down and for them to calm down enough to be seated and not run around the house. We need to be finding time to have more genuine conversations. I never forget a kind stranger who gently empathised with me and my tantrum-screaming toddler. She smiled, gave eye contact, and struck up a conversation with me, knowing more than I did at the time that this was just an attention tantrum. Sure enough, he stopped once he knew I was talking to someone else. What that taught me was, I really didn't have any idea what to do with a screaming toddler, and I needed to have a better idea, as that lady wouldn't be there to rescue me again. I signed up for a parenting class the next week so that I would have some ideas and have people that I could talk to and share my frustrations with, and perhaps, you know, learn a thing or two about toddler tantrums. Another problem that's easy to fall into is to do what's popular. Whether that's seasonal crafts, buying the latest technological toy because of what it says on the box, or joining a special class because of the special start it gives. All things in moderation. While each of those previous examples aren't bad choices, if they are the only thing that your child experiences, then it will be a problem. Early years education has many classic ideas that stand the test of time, and new technology research has flooded our choices. There are so many things that we can choose from that it's easy to just choose the new things and forget about the things that we did before. You know, out with the old, in with the new. It's pretty hard to make good choices, but keeping a hold of what's classic and holding on to what's new is an effective way of getting a range of activities in play for our children. That's not to say we don't go with what our children love, but it's always good to experience different things early. Let's recap. Number one, observe what you're doing. Number two, be inspired. Number three, plan for it. Number four, revisit activities. And number five, focus on your child and not on what's popular. So how about you? How do you plan for a variety of play activities in your setting? I'll be right back after this short break.
I'm Maya Bettinier. I'm founder of MemeTales, that's MemeTales.com. We're your home for children's stories, and you're listening to Raising Playful Tots.
Time for the weekly find. This is the part of the show where I highlight a play activity or resource that I've found interesting this week. We're big fans of They Might Be Giants CDs. They get a lot of airtime in our house. So with the music on, it wasn't hard to substitute the CDs this week. And we tried Ella Jenkins' CD called A Life of Song. This copy was a review copy, and I was so interested in reviewing it because here was a woman offering stories and songs from her African-American heritage and memories as a child. I loved how they blended her singing with the after-school program singers in the beginning songs. But there's parts there also where she tells stories and reads a poem. Her voice is strong and many of the tunes are familiar. There are 21 tracks in this short 36-minute CD. In a bid to widen the musical experience of our tots, I would certainly recommend this CD as it really shows a wide range of songs and ones that children can join in with. The songs and tunes are great without being jarring or very different from track to track. The words provide a vivid picture in your mind. I like how Ella explains her stories and experiences to the children, and we get to listen in. Ella brings a new take on the he's got the whole world in his hands, with including the names of famous people from the past. So you should take a look at it. It's Ella Jenkins, A Life of Song. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today and listening to the Raising Playful Tots. If you've got comments and suggestions about the show, then get in contact. Send your comments to melitza@raisingplayfultots.com. That's M-E-L-I-T-S-A. melitza@raisingplayfultots.com. You can like us on facebook.com/raisingplayfultots or tweet me at playactivities, that's all one word, on Twitter. For show notes, which have links and resources for this show, you can go to raisingplayfultots.com/48 because that's the number of our show. That's raisingplayfultots.com/48. You've been listening to Raising Playful Tots, show number 48, just before half term. Come over and play next week. Until then, find time for some unplugged play. We'll be doing a lot of that during half term. Join with me each week as we share, learn, and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime. Goodbye.